From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting NATO verbally lashes out at Russia for its actions in Syria. The head of NATO is criticizing Russia for its intensified air campaign against Syrian rebels. Jens Stoltenberg is the NATO Secretary General.
In Syria, we have seen a troubling escalation of Russian military activities. We will assess the latest developments and their implications for the security of the alliance. This is particularly relevant in the view of the recent violations of NATO's airspace by Russian aircraft.
Stoltenberg made the comments Thursday before a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels, where Russia's intervention in the Syrian civil war is expected to be high on the agenda. That meeting has now concluded. It indeed was. Videos uploaded to social media websites purport to show Russian airstrikes and Syrian army ground forces pounding rebel positions in the Syrian provinces of Hama and Idlib. For the second time in 2 weeks, suspected airstrikes by a Saudi Arabia-led coalition have hit a wedding in war-torn Yemen. Officials and witnesses say a home was struck late Wednesday in Damar province, killing at least 15 people and wounding at least 25 others. The latest attack came on the same day the political party of former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh and Yemen Shiite Houthi group accepted a United Nations brokered peace plan aimed at ending Yemen's bloody conflict. However, the Houthis and Saleh's party, the General People's Congress, say they are committed to implementing the seven-point peace plan proposed by the United Nations. This is VOA News. Doctors Without Borders is stepping up its call for an independent investigation into the U.S. bombing of its hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, that killed 22 people, including its staffers. The organization's appeal came on the same day President Barack Obama called Doctors Without Borders to apologize for the deadly incident last weekend. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president also spoke to the Doctors Without Borders president, Dr. Joanne Liu, about the investigation underway.
The president assured Dr. Liu that the Department of Defense investigation currently underway would provide a transparent, thorough, and objective accounting of the facts and circumstances of the incident, and that if necessary, the president would implement changes that would make tragedies like this one less likely to occur in the future.
However, Doctors Without Borders executive director Jason Cohen expressed more confidence in an independent probe by a panel set up under the Geneva Conventions.
The facts and circumstances of this attack must be investigated independently and impartially, particularly given the inconsistencies in the U.S. and Afghan accounts of what happened over recent days. We cannot rely only on internal military investigations by the U.S., NATO, and Afghan forces.
The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, told a congressional committee this week the hospital was mistakenly struck and the United States would never intentionally target a protected medical facility. The leaders of Germany and France have called for unity across Europe to address a series of crises facing the continent. In their speeches to the European Parliament Wednesday in Strasbourg, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande said that more cooperation was needed to settle tens of thousands of migrants and refugees arriving in the 28-member bloc. Meanwhile, the European Union started a new operation in the southern Mediterranean to intercept human trafficking boats trying to enter the bloc illegally. The Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm has awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Literature to Belarusian journalist Svetlana Alexievich for what the Nobel Committee called her polyphonic writings, a monument to suffering and courage in our time. Alexievich has written books on the human impact of the Chernobyl disaster, the war in Afghanistan, the Soviet and post-Soviet history. Her work relies heavily on oral histories and first-person perspectives. The Nobel Prize is the latest and most prestigious of the string of awards she has received for her work. FIFA President Sepp Blatter and his possible successor, European soccer chief UEFA President Michel Platini, have been provisionally suspended for 90 days. The Ethics Committee of the governing body also handed a suspension to FIFA.
That's the latest
General.
World news from VOA.